Welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Peralta of bettingpros.com, and what a night last night in the association. Basketball is back, and we had two incredible games. We go 1-1 for the NBA last night. We go 1-1 on baseball. I mean, we're talking about a narrow loss in basketball, a narrow win in basketball, and kind of a Hail Mary in baseball that we got to win correctly. So it was a really wild night. That was as sweaty as I've been in a long time, and it felt great to do it. Pacing around, my wife actually said to me, "Did you miss this? Because you're wearing out the tile in the living room and you're going back and forth like you used to do during football, and this looks like it used to be, how it used to be with you when you're watching games." And she's right. I mean, I was staring at an 0-4 night and I was not happy about it. And then Aaron Judge hits a 3-run home run in the top of the ninth. As we say, you know, you get burned by some bad beats, and we were getting some bad ones, and then all of a sudden one of the good ones comes in and this thing kind of levels out. So you just got to take the good with the bad and always remember that hey, if you're on a bad streak, one big inning, one big shot, one big game can turn things around for you. So we're down the juice on the week. So right now we went into last night 2-2. We go 2-2 on the night, so we're 4-4 right now on the week. So technically we're down a little bit on the juice, so we want to keep going here. We want to get a couple of victories for you. I'm going to go back to the well, and I've got four more plays for you. I've got two plays on baseball. I got two plays on basketball, and we're just going to have some fun with it, all right? These are going to be a little bit exotic, and I'm going to be a little bit off the normal type of bets today because I just think there's some value in some games that I just can't stay off of. Bear with me here for a little bit. We're going to start in basketball today, but before we get into the picks, let me remind you about what's going on for our review contest for a Dalvin Cook autograph signed jersey. A bunch of you guys yesterday took my advice. You left reviews, you sent in at contest@bettingpros.com, take a screenshot of your review and sent it in. A bunch of you guys did that yesterday. Keep that going. More reviews. You've got great odds potentially to win that Dalvin Cook jersey still right now. So it's worth your time to take the 2 minutes to go to iTunes or Stitcher, leave a review, tell us what you think, positive, negative, screenshot it, and send it in, and you could win an autographed Dalvin Cook jersey. Very easy. So check it out, do it, and keep it going. We appreciate all those reviews you guys have done. So we had last night the Clippers at +4.5, and we had the Pelicans at -2.5. Let's just start quickly with the overall game. Both games, ugly. Turnovers all over the place, as expected. The referees, heavily involved, like we expected. A lot of free throws. There were 25 free throws shot in the first quarter of the Clippers and the Lakers game. That's a lot, okay? That is the referees really controlling the pace. And the reason why they were doing that is because all eyes were on that game and they didn't want it to be kind of a crazy, you know, don't let the guys get too nuts with each other, don't have tons of contact, don't make it into, you know, early. Set the tempo and the tone as to what the game's going to look like. Not that big of a surprise that the referees did that, but it was a little bit jarring to see that many free throws being awarded to the Lakers. And then the Clippers come back. LeBron James makes a big shot after getting his own miss, puts it in by two. Clippers really, I thought, ran horrible offense at the end of the game, but I was fine with it. I didn't want overtime. Overtime really was going to scare me. And look, I know if you had the over in that game, you were hoping for overtime, or even in the first game, you were hoping for overtime. And that leads us to the loss. So the win went the way we thought. So Lakers win, great, but the 4.5 +4.5 will take that W. I was really angry at the New Orleans Pelicans. Because if you're going to play Zion, and if you have Zion on a minutes restriction, what you just told me and everyone else, and I will bet against the Pelicans now, they don't want to be there. They don't want to be there, and they don't want to win. They wanted to lose. That was a team wanting to go home. They don't want to be in the bubble. They're not seeing any value of being the 8th seed and going up against the Lakers and getting beat. They don't see any value of getting Zion Williamson any playoff experience. They want to go home because not playing your best player and not having a strategy as to how to play him in the fourth quarter when it's crunch time is embarrassing for the organization. It's embarrassing for the NBA. Zion is the biggest star in that game. And I have no problem if you say Zion's only going to play a certain number of minutes. But that means in the fourth quarter, you hold him out to the most important time, which is the final 3 minutes of each quarter. And in the fourth quarter in particular, they lose the game by 2 points. by 2 points, and Zion sits on the sideline and he watches while his team goes down. To me, that is a clear message that that team, they have no interest in being in Orlando, and they have no interest in playing in the postseason. So keep that in mind going forward. I might sound like a bitter gambler there, but I think there's something really to that, and I talked to some of my friends tonight about that, and they agree that that is a big, big message being sent by the Pelicans that they want out, that they don't want to be there, and not playing Zion in crunch time. These are just going to be games they're going to play and just go through the next 7 games and then get the hell out of there and go back home. So to me, keep that in mind for the Pelicans for the rest of their schedule. If they're playing anybody of quality, bet against them. And we will here on the Daily Juice. So let's talk about plays that I have made already, our picks for tonight here in the NBA. Let's start with, yes, my Boston Celtics. Okay. The Boston Celtics and the Milwaukee Bucks. This is the biggest game of the night. Eastern Conference. Last night, it was the Western Conference. Eastern Conference coming up tonight. So, if you watched or read what I wrote on bettingpros.com that came out today about the total of the Utah Jazz and the New Orleans Pelicans being steamed up in unbelievable ways, the line jumped 13 points. 8 points on game day. Because, well, some pretty respected professional gamblers who have some really big platforms and go on big radio shows and big podcasts have been advocating that the books set the numbers too low for totals. And so people have come in and they have hammered them, just crushed them. But just because the Pelicans and Utah Jazz game was dead wrong, because the under came in really easily by 19 points, and the under hit as well in the Lakers and in the Clippers game, I still think there is some value in taking a look at some of these games in terms of where they're going to be from a total perspective. So one game that I'm going to play an over on is the Bucks and the Celtics. So I got it at 218.5. Be careful, all right? If this goes to 220 or higher, I don't think you should play it. But if you can get it below 220 on a total, I think there's really value there. The first time Boston and Milwaukee played this year, they combined for 251 points. The second time they played, they combined for 221 points. I think Kemba Walker being on a minutes restriction will hurt Boston's defense. It'll help them offensively, but hurt them defensively. And I think these two teams are going to have some trouble getting into the defensive rhythm and how to stop guys like Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't know how you stop him. He's incredible. The three-point shooting for the Bucks, really tough. No Eric Bledsoe, I get it, that's a bummer, but they still have a ton of weapons. And Boston also has started to come into their own offensively. Jason Tatum has really taken a big step forward. Jaylen Brown's taken a big step forward. Offensively, with Gordon Hayward, I like Boston's ability to put the ball in the basket as well. I think this is an up-and-down, back-and-forth game. I'm going to play the over 218.5 points for Boston and the Bucks coming up tonight in the NBA. For our second play here in the NBA, Orlando and the Brooklyn Nets. So I've already told you what I think about the Brooklyn Nets. They are a ragtag bunch of G League players thrown together to play and lose 8 games, basically. Just play it out and then go home. Now, they might luck their way into the 8 seed, but they'll lose, you know, quickly in the first round of the playoffs and be gone. But in their first game out of the gate, against the Orlando Magic, who are playing in their home city, who are playing to get their playoff spot, who have to protect against the Washington Wizards. First half, I don't see the Nets being a very cohesive unit. I don't see these guys really knowing what to do with each other. Maybe in the second half they figure it out. But right out of the gate, Orlando, the number I got at BetMGM, the Orlando Magic laying 3.5 points at minus 110 for the first half, and I'm going to take it. First half, Orlando Magic laying 3.5 against the Brooklyn Nets, because I don't think the first half is going to be pretty for this team. I don't think they're going to have their full complement of what to do with each other. First half, Orlando -3.5 at BetMGM. We're taking that as our second play here in the NBA. All right, to baseball we go. Coors Field opening night. This is, every year, one of those ballparks that you look at and you're like, oh my goodness gracious, how many runs are they going to score? It's a hitter's ballpark, it's a night game, and the Rockies are welcoming in the San Diego Padres, who played a game last night pretty late against the Giants. So here comes Garrett Richards, who is coming off of Tommy John surgery. The pitchers this year who have come off Tommy John surgery, it's not been very pretty. It's been a really rough run of it, getting into it, starting up again, and now having to face these guys who have been working out, getting stronger, and it's home run city in baseball right now. It's strikeout or home run every 2 seconds, but this Rockies team is hitting the baseball really, really hard and really, really well. They're averaging about a little over 4 runs per game. The total this game is at 11.5. It's a little high, right? Now, on the other side, John Gray is going to go for the Rockies, one of their best pitchers. I'm a little concerned about the Padres, the travel. 11.5 seems a little high for me. So what I'm going to try to do is take away variables and just kind of assume I know what's going to happen with one side. And I think I have a good idea that the Rockies are going to score a lot of runs tonight. So at DraftKings, the team total for the Rockies is 5.5. It's juiced up a little bit to -118. But I think at home, Coors Field, the air of Colorado, Garrett Richards coming off of Tommy John surgery, I think this is a game where the Rockies score a bunch of runs. So I'm going to go with the over for the Rockies team total at 5.5 at DraftKings at -118. And for our fourth play, and I'm telling you this is hard because I have lost betting against the Red Sox for the last 2 times on this podcast. I keep on betting against the Red Sox and they keep on winning. I'm doing the John Anik thing. If you don't know John Anik, the longtime play-by-play voice of the UFC, he always bets against his teams. We're both from Boston. He bets against the Boston teams because if they lose, you win your bet. If they win, that's great. So far, my betting against the Red Sox, they've turned things around. They've won 2 games in a row. I'm not going to bet against the Red Sox per se here. I'm going to go a little bit of a different route here for this game with the Red Sox and the Yankees. Red Sox are throwing Ryan Weber, who has a 14.73 ERA. Yikes. The Yankees are throwing Jordan Montgomery, who will make his first start of the year for them. Last year, 11-7 with a 3.91 ERA. I was looking around. It's like, how am I going to play this? I'm going to go back to the well and bet against the Red Sox, but not how you think. At DraftKings, they've got the Yankees to score first. Red Sox will bat first, remember, but the Yankees to score first. The Red Sox have gotten down so many times this year. Now, they did kind of stop that against the Mets a little bit, but they've gotten down so early this year against the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. As long as the Red Sox don't score in the first inning, the Yankees are going to score in the bottom of the first. Ryan Weber, I'm not trusting how soft that guy throws against that lineup, how hard they hit the baseball. Yankees will score a run in the first inning. I'm just going to have the Yankees to score first at -108. Yankees first on the board against the Red Sox at DraftKings. It's -108. We're just going to go ahead and lay that. It's a little number. I'm not going to get involved with the bullpen. I'm not going to get involved in anything else. I'm not going to bet against the Red Sox. They very well might win the game and come from behind and whatnot. I don't think so, but I just can't do it because I've given you the advice, the picks to bet against the Red Sox, and I've gone 0-2 here by doing it, so I'm not going to do it again, but I just can't see the Red Sox really doing well against the Yankees, in particular with a soft-throwing rookie on the mound at Yankee Stadium against that lineup. Ugh, no. It's not a number I want to lay for the game because it's pretty steep to go ahead. It's -235 on the Yankees. I don't really want to touch that. And I've been dead wrong about the Red Sox, so I'm not going to get into it whether they win or lose. Just Yankees are going to score first at -108. So to recap our plays here on a really fun Friday, and we will do UFC picks tomorrow for fight night. Plus, we've got I might do some golf. I don't know. I mean, Brooks Koepka is playing really well in golf in Memphis at the St. Jude. Well, I don't know. We may do a head-to-head in golf. We may get a little exotic and go into some NASCAR. I don't know. We've got so many things to bet on all of a sudden. It's so much fun. But basketball and baseball for right now are going to be the focus. We got the NHL starting as well. I mean, my gosh, we got so many fun things to bet on. It's just, I don't know what I'm, it's so much fun. It's really awesome. All right, bets for again for tonight on a Friday. Celtics Bucks over 218.5 -110. Magic first half -3.5 points -110. Rockies over 5.5 team total at -118. And the Yankees to score first at -108. Yankees and the Red Sox to play tonight at Yankee Stadium. Those are our four plays for us here on the Daily Juice. Make sure you go and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you leave a review on Stitcher or Apple Podcasts. Take a screenshot, send that in to contest@bettingpros.com. You could win an autographed Dalvin Cook jersey. Not that many people are into it yet. I think it's like 53 reviews so far on Apple Podcasts, even less on Stitcher. So you get your good odds of winning it. So might as well just do it. Takes 20 seconds to do it in positive, negative, whatever you want to leave. Fine by me. Just get yourself involved in that contest and you could win an autographed Dalvin Cook jersey. We are back on a Saturday tomorrow morning for another podcast. We're rolling. We're 4-4 on the week. Got to end this week on a winning streak, man. Got to get some wins here. We're pretty much flat, down the juice. Let's get some wins today with four more plays for the Daily Juice, and I'm back tomorrow for a Saturday edition of the Daily Juice. I'm Matt Perrault. Follow me on Twitter, @SportsTalkMatt. Back tomorrow for the Daily Juice here on bettingpros.com.